Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hiya, we're going to talk today about agile and flexible working. You may have heard the term to be flexible. Companies need their staff to be flexible and agile. It more or less means the same thing. So what does it mean? Well, obviously it means to be fit and able to stretch and practice yoga without pain. It can also mean to be ready for anything life or work might throw at you, to be ready for surprises and adapt to changing circumstances. It's one of the many soft skills that people learn as they move through their lives. The future of work during your lifetime is all about being flexible. We hear it more and more being used in the work environment. It means being ready, willing, and able to work, for example, non-traditional hours, to change directions, often when the situation requires. It seems that this past year, businesses who were more able to weather the lockdown problems have been those that were more agile, flexible enough to be able to seek advice and make quick changes to the way they work. Whereas older, larger and traditional companies, corporations, often still have a steep hierarchy, rigid structures in the way they've previously worked. They're not used to making quick decisions and changing methods. Imagine a huge container ship on the ocean needing to change direction. It can take a couple of miles and 15 minutes just to turn. It can take 20 minutes to stop. So they have to cut their engines 15 miles from the harbour where they need to dock. It's very similar to companies with a steep hierarchy, a tall triangle of permissions from the bosses at the top to the working operations at the bottom, with traditional top-down instructions. That's why it took me 3 years to bring in professional development e-learning programs from Coursera or edX or FutureLearn into the world's wealthiest energy company, a very tall hierarchy of control. However, a Japanese company like Mitsubishi or Komatsu has a very low hierarchy, a low triangle in which communication can travel down as well as up quickly, making them more like a speedboat in the water, very nimble, quick to change direction. So they often have the senior manager not hiding away high up on the top floor, but in the operations offices with the unit staff sitting around one table and often with a window able to look into the factory assembly line. So one of the staff has a brainwave, a sudden brilliant idea, and within a few minutes, the suggestion is considered by the team and the senior manager. Changes can be made on the factory floor within hours, not years. Which is one of the reasons why the Japanese and now Chinese manufacturers have taken the lion's share of our purchasing from the last 30 years. The relevance of this for you and your future is that you too will be prepared if you can be agile in not only your approach to work, but also in the ever-widening range of subjects and topic areas, domains, that you will need to be aware of. So, lifelong learning is a real necessity for your future, to remain valid and useful in employment. Lifelong learning is often referred to as upskilling. Consider this. You are the first or even second generation to go through 10 years of schooling with a curriculum and schools that really don't know what jobs are going to be available to you, what roles you will be applying for, because new jobs are being created each day now due to the digital revolution taking place. There are skill sets and knowledge areas that would seamlessly transfer you from one area of work into another. It's considered that someone of your age may well move through as many as 12 or more different career role responsibilities throughout your working lives. So, over the next few discussions, We'll look at the reasons for this need for agility, for upskilling, and how you can best prepare to be constantly needed in the modern workforce. There are a number of skill sets that you'll be enabled to help you cope easily with changing roles of your future, such as, for example, the soft skills. Realizing your emotional intelligence, collaborating with your peers, your colleagues, creative thinking, coaching others, connecting with people, being able to listen properly, not just hear what they're saying, but actually listening deeply. You need to be creative and imaginative, to be innovative, to be courageous with ideas, to seek multiple solutions. With experience of digital technologies, you need to know how to build a network, project planning, strategic development, understanding how to use big data, and all of the really useful skills. How to find out what these all mean for you in practical terms, we'll come to in the rest of the talk in this series. Let's just here introduce a couple more of the more usable that you're already using and honing. Improving this skill, the recognition and mitigation of risks, is one of the more useful skills you will need to protect yourself and your loved ones. Whether it's walking to school in the mornings, or learning to drive, and navigate through a happy and healthy life, you will need to be constantly looking for and avoiding, mitigating, potential dangers. It's an imperative natural skill born out of experience and making mistakes. Another you're practicing right now, of course, is listening. You need to be able to listen beyond, not just hear what's being said, but to really listen, allow others the opportunity to speak. Active listening is a rare skill that only the most effective managers and loving mothers can master, generally born out of empathy and high emotional intelligence. Your teachers are usually great listeners, if their working day affords them the time for one-to-one discussion. The reason they became teachers is most of them have a natural empathy with you, their pupils, and for your learning. Don't peep it off if they seem rushed and too busy for you. Search them out and speak with them. Their job is to respond to your learning needs. Help them to feel appreciated. Ask them for 5 minutes to discuss anything you need to. They are trained for this and they care. The system just ensures they're super busy. So, in summation, being a flexible and agile learner makes you a great student, but also a sought-after employee with highly developed soft and technical skill sets that you can use throughout your life to be successful and happy. We'll talk more about the future of work in another session. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can email us at any time for advice about learning resources or guidance. So you take care now. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.